proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, and thank you for joining me today. Well, today I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget, which is a Hebrew word study of sorts, and this material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The first important word in today's Torah study is the word todot, which means generations. The first verse from Genesis 25, verse 19 says, "And these are the generations of Isaac." The word todot, or generations, is a key phrase in Genesis and occurs 11 times. The Hebrew root or shorish for todot is yeled, the Hebrew word for child and also a boy, while a girl is called yelda. The Hebrew word nolad means born, while birthday is yom holedet, literally meaning the day of birth. All of these words come from the same Hebrew shorish or the root. Genesis contains the phrase, "These are the generations of," 10 times. For example, in Genesis 2, the heavens and the earth, Adam in Genesis 5, Noah in Genesis 6, the sons of Noah in Genesis 10, Shem in Genesis 11, Terah also later on in Genesis 11, Ishmael and Isaac in Genesis 25, and then Esau in Genesis 36, and then followed by Jacob in Genesis 37. Now, the late Dr. Henry Morris wrote in his book, The Genesis Record, that these divisions were possibly journal records that Moses used to compile the books of Genesis. This Torah portion begins with the division number 8. Here, Rebecca was pregnant with twins who were fighting before they were even born. Rebecca asked God about it, and his reply in Genesis 25, verse 23, is a very important Bible prophecy where it reads, "And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." Now, Bible names are very important and often reflect the character of a child or the character the parents want the child to have. Concerning Jacob and Esau, Genesis 25, verse 25 says, "And the first came out all red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau." Verse 26 says, "And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob." Now, the Hebrew word Yaakov, from which Jacob's name derives, means heel. The meaning is evidence as Jacob, or Yaakov as we say in Hebrew, was holding Esau's heel at birth. Jacob followed at Esau's heels, meaning he was born second. In the natural order, Esau, the firstborn, would have leadership and the birthright. The first time the word birthright, bechorah, is mentioned in the Tanakh is a few verses down where it says, "And Jacob said, Sell me this day thy birthright." Bechorah literally means firstborn. However, the biblical birthright referred to the inheritance rights of the firstborn son. At death, the father's property was divided among his sons, but the firstborn got a larger portion. This was not to squander on himself, but so that he could care for his mother and any unmarried sisters. With the blessing of the birthright came a big responsibility. The story in Genesis 25 says that Esau chose the physical over the spiritual and the immediate over the eternal and sold his birthright to his brother Jacob for a meal of red lentils. Verse 34 says, "Thus Esau despised his birthright." Esau did not want the birthright and all the responsibility that went with it, but he did want the double portion, the blessing. However, the two go together, and since he despised the birthright, he did not receive the blessing either. God is omnipotent and takes all events and works them out to his will. God had told Rachel before the boys were born that the elder would serve the younger. God, in his foreknowledge, knew that Esau would despise his birthright and lose both it and the blessing. Later on, God would change Jacob's name permanently to Israel, which means prince with God. The line of the Jewish people and the promised Messiah would go through Jacob, not Esau. Esau's decision had eternal implications for him and his descendants. We need God's wisdom to make good decisions. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." This has been a Hebrew Nugget, provided by our good friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can read more information at lightforisrael.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.